I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. This is Doug Oster. I'm the organic gardener.
So somebody was messing
there,
with
my... There he is. There he is.
Mic one is broke. All right.
You want to start again? Go ahead with your whole spiel there. Technical issues.
Everything was great till you showed up.
I know.
Anyway, listen, this is The Organic Gardener. He's Doug Oster. I'm Rob Pratt. And it's that regular Sunday morning get-together. So if you want to join in, give us a call, 866-391-1020. And if you're the 10th caller, you win a $25 gift certificate from Sorgles. So that's 412-922-1020. So how are you?
Well, folks, if you just could have saw what just happened in here. And, of course, the consummate professional, he got on the air. He figured out how to do it. Otherwise, you'd just be listening to me, and, that doesn't sound
too
good.
look at the tone bar at the microphone. I have to be like Wilt Chamberlain to work this microphone now. Everything was fine.
Until I walked in.
No, it's all good. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's one of those days, Rob. I got up this morning, and I saw that my kayak that's in the truck is leaking. You know, it means it has water in it, so I had to do work on that this morning, and now Rob's working on the microphone. So today, Mrs. Know-It-All is back. Denise is going to talk all about the end of the season cleanup in the garden. And this week on my last free online gardening class of the season, Thursday at 5 p.m., sponsored by Farm to Table of Western PA, it's all about gardening for kids. I have all sorts of cool projects for winter, spring, and summer. I love, love, love having kids in the garden, working with kids. I actually found a nice project to work on up in Butler. I was at Butler yesterday, and speaking to the Penn State Butler County Master Gardeners, we had a blast, and I have a little bulb planting project up there with some kids, and it's fun to see kids in the garden. So that class is Thursday, 5 o'clock. It's free, but you have to register. Just go to DougOster.com. Now, this is exciting, and I talked about it last week, but my first trip to Tuscany next October is actually sold out with a waiting list, and so they said, well, why don't you just stay there, and people can come to you and have another week with people. And I'm like, oh, gosh, 2 weeks in Italy? That sounds awful. If you're interested in coming with me, it's the off-the-beaten-path Italy trip. We're going to Pisa and Florence, but then all these hill towns, and that's the part of Italy I just love. If you haven't been to Italy before and you want to see Rome, you can come in 3 days early and have a tour manager take you around Rome and some other areas there. And so I know it's a year away, but gosh, you know, one of those trips is already sold out with a waiting list. All that information, again, DougOster.com. Annual is still hanging in there for me. Monday might be the last day. We'll see how cold it gets. I picked my last two Heart of Italy tomatoes. I posted it on my Facebook page, and oh, they tasted so good. I had a Duke's mayonnaise and tomato sandwich, and those meaty Heart of Italy's. But there'll be more tomatoes to come. Before I know for sure that frost is coming, I'm going to pick everything off the plant. I'm going to separate them into green, blushing, and a little bit closer to ripe, and put them in a bag with an apple, three different bags. The apple produces ethylene gas, and the ethylene gas helps those tomatoes ripen, and you'd be surprised. Even though that tomato might look green, it's probably made the transition to start to change, and in that bag, kept in a cool spot, it actually will do its thing. It will ripen. It's not the same as a vine ripened, but it's better than anything you'll find in the store. And my last class, I talked all about planting garlic. And you know me and my garlic, this is the time to do it. This is the time to plant garlic. But you have to have the right kind of garlic. All our nurseries out there have garlic for you. It's called seed garlic, but it's just garlic. You know, I've got mine from Janoski's. It looks good. You can buy it from them as a food crop, but it's you can plant it also. But the thing about it is, when I did my class, I said five harvests, but for you, I've got a sixth harvest. And so we plant now through November, and it's just in good soil. You take those heads, you split them into cloves. The cloves go down about 2-3 inches, 6 inches apart. And the next spring, that's when it starts. When the crocus bloom, you get little greens. There is a little fat green in the middle of the foliage of garlic that is only there for about 2 weeks until it grows and into a leaf. But that little fat bud early on in the season is such a treat. After that, the hardneck varieties, which is mostly what we grow here, they'll form this seed head. It's called a scape, S-C-A-P-E. We remove that so that the energy goes all into the bulb, makes a big bulb. If you leave those seeds on there, the bulb is never as big as you want it to be. But those are a delicacy. I make pesto out of those. They are amazing. And then what's also cool is, and I learned a new thing. After all these years of planting garlic, I went in my class last week. Someone told me instead of cutting the scapes, you should pull them. And when you you don't want to pull the bulb out, but when you pull them at the very bottom, it's really super tender. So I can't wait till next June to try that. You know, after all these years learning a new garlic technique. Then if you leave some of those scapes in the garden, there's enough energy in that stem so that it makes the seeds, even though it's not attached to the plant. And they're great. Again, I learned something new talking about garlic last Thursday. I always just ate them raw because, you know, I don't like to peel them. You know, each one is a pain to peel. But somebody said you can just throw them into a soup without peeling them and it'll be fine. Then you can pick a little garlic early. My friend, the garlic king of Millvale, he calls it juicy garlic because it has that just... Before those bulbs dry out, before that paper sheath hardens up, they're just filled with garlic oil, and it's amazing. And then in July, we pick the big bulbs when half the greens have turned brown. So get some garlic in the ground. And there are so many cool different varieties. I saw at Han Nursery. That's the nursery that's by my house. That's the only reason I know. But they have, I think, three different types of garlic. And then also Thursday morning, speaking of garlic, I do a quarterly event at the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden out near Settlers Cabin Park. 10:30 on Thursday, I'm doing a botanic walk and talk with the executive director, and we're going to look through all the fall plants. And then afterwards, we're going to eat, and I'm making my award-winning, and it did win an award, Garlic Lover's Seafood Chowder. And I can't wait for people to taste it. It's going to be wonderful. So Thursday, 10:30, all that information's at DougOster.com.
All right, so if you want to talk to Doug this morning, what you need to do is call us at 866-391-1020. We'll take your phone calls for the next couple of segments, then Mrs. Know-It-All will drop by Denise Schreiber in the final segment. DougOster.com for everything that he's up to when he's not here, but right now he is on the air. It's Rob Pratt Sunday on KDKA. All right, so if you want to get a gardening question in, now would be a good time to call 866-391-1020. So cleaning up, planting, what are you doing right now in your garden, Mr. Oster?
Oh, it's planting bulbs for sure. I've got two big giant boxes of bulbs there, and that's what I wanted to talk about. And we've talked about this tool before. It's called a power planter auger, and it's just a big giant drill bit for an electric drill. Or a rechargeable drill. I use a 20-volt rechargeable, and it just makes bulb planting easy. That's all there is to it. And, you know, I'm planting lots and lots of bulbs. That's my thing. I hope you can plant some, too. And there's some unique varieties besides the big four. You know, you got your tulips, hyacinths, crocus, daffodils. I'm planting all those. In fact, I found a tulip named Pittsburgh, only it doesn't have the H. It's actually named for Pittsburgh, Kansas, believe it or not. But hey, it says Pittsburgh, so that's actually the tulip I'm going to use for my project with the kids in Butler to plant. And I just thought it was cool just because of the name, even though it's spelled wrong. But, you know, one that I talk about a lot that I really love, snowdrops. They could bloom as early as January 15th, might be as late as March 15th, depending on the winter. But imagine having something bloom if the stars align on January 15th. You know, I like to plant them close to the house so they get a little heat from the house. And just these little white flowers that early in the season. I mean, that's year-round gardening there. The deer don't like them. It's a little bulb, the snowdrops are, so it's easy to plant. That's the thing about planting bulbs. You've got to plant the bulb three times as deep as the bulb itself. And so the little bulbs are easier to plant. The next one that I love, and it blooms right after crocus, it's called Glory of Snow. And little blue flowers, and you just start with like 25, and it'll just make this beautiful colony after the years. Again, the deer don't like them. You know, you can never say the deer won't eat them, but I've never had the deer touch snowdrops or Glory of Snow. And it's out in deer country. They walk right by it for some reason. Now, you know, tulips, that's deer candy. You know, all my tulips have to grow inside the fenced-in vegetable garden to keep them safe from the deer. Oh, one time I planted like a horseshoe bed filled with tulips. I mean, hundreds. And I didn't know anything about deer eating tulips back then. And
buffet time.
Oh man, they were just in the blush, Rob. They're just blushing. And this is so funny because the deer came and ate half of them, and I was working second shift, you know, the newspaper 3 to 11, and I came home the next night, by that time it would have been midnight, and I went walking out there and I could smell something, and I just knew there was something out there, and I kind of looked and I tried to scare the deer away, and it got to a fence which was about, I don't know, shoulder height, and instead of just jumping right over it, kind of got freaked out and started running back towards me. It was a big buck. And so I was hiding behind an oak tree.
Smart move.
I went into the Vindicator where I was working, the Youngstown Vindicator, asked the outdoors writer, "Isn't there a law to shoot deer if they're eating your crops?" And he's like, "That's for farmers, not for some guy planting tulips." So yeah, don't even try to grow tulips if you have deer. Find a spot for them in a protected area. Physical barrier is the best thing to keep deer off anything, but we all know how that is. But let me tell you about another kind of weird, different bulb. I found hundreds of these at the end of the season at a nursery, and boy, it has a tough name because it has just a Latin name. It's called Corydalis solida Beth Evans, and it just makes these dark pink, almost red flowers early in the spring, after the crocus, but pretty early in the spring. And, you know, I've posted pictures all the time when those bloom. And again, it's another deer-resistant little bulb that's easy to plant. It you just plant it once, and it keeps spreading and spreading and spreading. It's just the coolest thing. Again, Corydalis solida Beth Evans. I hate to throw that Latin out there when you're listening to the radio. How are you going to know what it is? If you can't remember any of this stuff, just go to DougOster.com, send me an email, and we'll talk. The next bulb is one called Pushkinia. Been around forever. I just discovered it maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It, again, deer-resistant, forms a colony, little bulb, creamy white flowers with blue stripes. Oh, just wonderful. Another deer-resistant one, or anything from the Allium family. That means onions. And there are, you know, you think of alliums a lot of times as just the big purple globe, but there can be many, many different colors. Allium Molly is like yellow. There are deep red ones. There are even blue. And so spend some time, look through a bulb catalog, either, you know, an actual catalog that's in your hand, or go online and look at through some of these other things. And of course, for me, I've fallen completely in love, and Division Four. There's 13 divisions, depending on who you ask. Double daffodils, boy, I just love doubles, and that just and a double flower just means it's kind of like a fluffy flower. I guess that's the best way to explain it. And people aren't planting bulbs like they used to. I've been planting bulbs for I don't even know how long, at least 40 years, and it's work. You know, it's work when you're drilling those holes and everything. The funny thing is, I was telling this story yesterday in Butler that when my kids were little, part of their grounding would be when bulb planting season came around was helping me plant bulbs. So that was nice. They drill a hole, and the other person would drop in the bulb. And even these days now, they're in their 30s and gone. Probably, yeah, gosh, one getting close to 40.
And they don't come around this time of year, right?
Well, no, when they come around in the spring, they look back up at that hillside, and they're like, I don't remember what I did, but I remember that I planted those daffodils with you, Dad. So, aww. Good memories.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, listen, we're going to take a break, but we've got some calls coming in. We'll get to you right after the break. If you want to talk to Doug, now would be a perfect time to call, 866-391-1020. What do you want to talk about when we come back? We've got about a minute.
Oh, we could talk about compost. We could talk about some indoor herb growing. If you've got questions, give us a call. If you got a story, good garden story, that works too. Even a comment. Just call.
Call Doug. He'd love to hear from you. Mrs. Nona, what are you going to talk to her about today?
It's about, I want to really pick her brain about how she closes down her garden. You know, there's all sorts of different opinions on how it should be done, and I want to see how she does it. And so she's going to fill us in there.
All right, so we've got Rob coming up with the news, bottom of the hour. Of course, the big story we've been telling you about since we took to the airwaves today, Post-Gazette covering, of course, KDKRadio.com and our news radio, KDK 100.1 FM AM 1020 department with Rob this morning. Three people are dead following a shooting on the north side last night. A man and a woman, of course, died at the scene, and then another one on the way to the hospital, and another gentleman showed up later who was wounded in the leg, and he is expected to survive. But three people dead following a shooting on the north side last night as this violence in our city continues, and we continue to look for answers, and we'll have the latest on that coming up in just a couple of minutes with the news at 7:30. Don't forget, next hour, everything that has to do with rice, the Coons Cooking Hour, and then Jim Meredith, Ray Ballantyne, Heffron Tillotson, Your Money and You, and then from the Allegheny Health Network Sports Medicine Friday Night Game of the Week, we will have John Wawain of the victorious Penn Trafford Warriors and Matt Morgan from Plum. We'll also talk some college football, get you ready for the Steelers and Tom Brady today at 1 in AccuShore Stadium, and Major League postseason baseball. Really exciting stuff from yesterday. All today on your hometown sports talk show, Coons Market, Black and Gold Sunday Show, KDKA. All right, if you're a 10th caller right now, you're going to win yourself a $25 gift certificate from Janoski's in Clinton. Don't forget Pumpkinland getting ready to open at 10 a.m. this morning. All right, 866-391-1020. 866. Go ahead.
Name that band.
Oh, Wild Cherry.
Oh, man.
From
Cleveland.
Yep. And, you know, Donnie Iris was with them for a while. Anyway, name that tune.
Can't stump Rob.
Well, yes, you can.
Just ask him his name.
What was that? 866-391. I answered just about anything, especially dinner. 866-391-1020. Let's get started here. Come on, give us a call. Let's go to Nancy. Nancy is calling today from Plum. Nancy, great to have you on this air this morning. How are you? Welcome to KDKA. Hello, Nancy.
Oh, hello. You said Nancy from Plum, and I'm not from Plum, but that doesn't matter. Hey, Doug, I have a complicated question.
Okay.
I am moving the first week of November to new construction, and I have no idea what the soil is like. But the owners of my old house have agreed to let me come back and take out my 50-year-old peonies.
Wow.
And I don't know how to do this.
Okay. As long as they're going to let you do this, the best time to do it. First off, peonies hate being moved, but don't worry about it. It can be done.
Okay.
The absolute best time to do it, and you're going to have to think about this a little bit, is right when they're popping up, when you just see the little red sprouts coming up.
Yep.
That's the best time to do it. Is that going to be possible, waiting all the way till spring, or they're not going to want you coming in the spring? Because if not, the other way to do it would be grab them right now, but it's you're taking a risk just because you don't know what you have at the new construction. And typically, new construction, the dirt is not very good. And so,
I've seen what they're throwing in there.
I
do think the new owners would be agreeable to let me come back in the spring.
Tell me about these peonies.
I don't know. They were my mother's, and when she died, we moved them to my house. One's been in maybe 15 years, the other about 10 years. One did not bloom for a couple of years,
right.
And then I called you and you said it was buried too deep, so I dug it up and replanted it, and then it bloomed every year. White, very, very pale pink with like a little pink edge around each petal.
Yeah, it could have been transplant shock too.
Okay.
You know, I had one that was planted in the wrong spot in a garden, and somebody else planted it, and I moved it, and it took 3 years to bloom. And this is my famous peony story where I planted it, but I didn't realize that it was where third base would be for my kid's baseball. And some kid, I was waiting 3 years for that thing to bloom, and the buds were just ready to open. And I came home from work, and there were only like one bud left on there. And I went crazy when I went in the house, and my kids were like, what's wrong? I said, what happened out there? And I said, oh, Eric got stuck on third. So he didn't, he was doing that. And so was it hard to convince them that it was okay to come back and get your plants? Because this is always an issue. Like when I moved to my garden that I'm in now, 24 years ago, they were hassling me about taking pieces of my plants with me. I took two truckloads, but I left them everything. And to tell you the truth, you know how it is. As soon as you leave your garden, it's up to them. They could do whatever they want, and mine just became grass. But was it hard to convince them that it was okay to come back?
No. In fact, we sold the house during one of the, bidding wars, and they wrote these love letters, like how much they wanted the house. And one of the things they talked about was the gardens. And in our agreement or information for the realtor when we were showing the house was that I would be able to come back and take out these two plants. And they said in this letter they wrote to us how much they liked that, and they would be happy, the young man would be happy to help me dig them up and move them. And his mom, I think, was a volunteer down at Phipps. So he kind of grew up with the gardening mentality. So I think they seem like real nice young kids and seem like they'd be happy to help me do it. So, and I told him I'd leave him a chunk of one of the plants anyway.
Oh, that is so awesome. Now, when you'd make this move, luckily you'll have enough time to see at the new house what that dirt's like. But we want that plant out of the ground the least amount of time possible. And so think about how big you think that plant's going to be and have a planting hole or an approximate planting hole ready, improved with compost. This will be the last move for them for a while. So you want to give them a good home. And so we're going to want to add lots of compost in there. When you do put them in, when it's going to be in the spring, if we get a, after spring, a dry summer.
Anyway, if you want to give us a call, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020.
Be sure that you keep water on them all summer.
I will do so. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and I'll contact them today.
Thank you.
All right, so again, 866-391-1020. It's all about preparation. It's all about having a game plan, and maintenance is key. Everything, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. And especially, we're not thinking about watering now, but things that you plant now, this is shrub planting, perennial time, trees, you don't need, you water them in at the end of the season until the ground freezes solid. But then next year, if we don't get rain after that early spring, these new plants they're going to need water. That's just all there is to it. Let's talk real quick about compost. That's something that I talk about relentlessly over and over and over again. You can get it by the bag, by the truckload, maybe for free from your municipality, but compost is the building block of all gardens. It gives the plants everything they need. But making your own compost is a great thing to do. It's a great way to recycle because half of what used to go to the landfill now just stays in the garden and turns into, you know, what we call black gold. And all we're doing is, especially this time, when you think of this time of the year, and we'll talk to Mrs. Noah all about this, but anything that's coming out of the garden that wasn't diseased, that can go into your compost pile. Out of the kitchen, it's everything except meat, dairy, and oil, and that's only because the meat, dairy, and oil can attract animals. When I throw something into my compost pile, I'm always putting in something like shredded leaves on top of it or straw on top of it. We're building this kind of layer of greens and browns, about 50-50. You know, I don't want you to get all wrapped up into the ratio. Yeah, you can make the best compost by looking at that ratio, but everything that once was living will become compost.
All right, Mrs. Know-It-All coming up on the other side of the break. We'd love to hear from you as well, too. If you have a question, maybe we can get you in here before the top of the hour, 866-391-1020. Doug Oster, Rob Pratt, The Organic Gardener on KDKA. All right, back at it, The Organic Gardener. And coming up after that news at 8, Mr. Dentici is here with his son, Frank, and we're going to be talking about rice recipes. And then we'll move into Heffron Tillotson and Germany and you, Heffron Tillotson and a Baird company. Today, we're going to be discussing all sorts of great information concerning the Bulls and Bears of Wall Street. Start off with a morning commentary. Then you got the 2 full hours to phone in and get all of your questions answered with the crew from Heffron Tillotson. And today, again, it will be Jim Meredith and Ray Ballantyne and then the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. And she is ready to go.
Not yet. Not quite yet, but it's been one of those mornings, Rob.
Where is she?
I get up in the morning, my kayak's leaking water out of it. We get into the studio. Your mics don't work. I start coughing. What are we going to do here?
Well, we're going to talk to Doug, another Doug, as soon as he gets him on hold.
Right.
We're going to talk to, we got a caller. So if you want to jump in here and call us, feel free, 866-391-1020. Hey, sure. Doug, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, just fine. Need some advice. I acquired a property that has a marigold tree. Anyways, it's way overgrown. It's going into my neighbor's yard, and I want to take a lot of the branches off, but I don't know how far I can cut it back.
You know, this is a case where you should really have one of those certified arborists from Davey come. They'll come for free, and they'll talk you through it. You know, you don't have to, you know, they could just say this comes off, that comes off, and then you could do the work if you want to. Because without seeing it,
yes,
without seeing it, there's no way to know what to cut off. So their number is 855-982-TREE. I did that without reading it, Rob.
You did well. I'm proud of you.
And so give them a call, and they'll take a look at it and let you know where you're at. Because you could make a mistake. That's
sure.
The thing.
So you're okay.
Is now the time to cut on trees?
Well, you want to wait a little bit. Now, every tree is a little bit different. Most of them are done while they're in dormancy. And so that's, you know, once they drop their leaves and things cool off, that's usually when we do some pruning. But there are certain types of trees that we don't touch because they might be something that blooms in the spring and you'd be cutting off the flowers. And so we wouldn't want to do that.
Well, I don't mind cutting out the flowers because it's over in my neighbor's yard, and I think she's getting irritated with me.
Well, one thing I can tell you this, when you do decide what's going to come off, when you have a big branch, you don't cut right at the tree itself.
At a Y point, correct?
Well, you cut out about 18 inches out, and then that big limb will fall off. Now you've just got a little stump to take off. Because if you cut right next to the plant or the tree, you could, with a long branch, you could rip off the bark.
Yeah.
And so right, we go out a little bit. But,
yeah.
You know, if there's some, if the stuff's going over to your neighbors, you know it's going to have to come off. But just be careful. You know, I'd rather have an arborist look at it first before you do this work, just to be sure and to see the basic health of the tree and make some decisions on where it should be cut.
It's a very healthy tree.
Okay.
But it's been let go way too long, and that's why the size has gotten to where it is, and it's becoming more of a nuisance for me and my neighbor, so I don't want to disrupt them.
Yeah, I mean, it's no problem getting those guys to come out and take a look at it, and you still have, I mean, it's still probably too early to trim it anyway, so you've got a little bit of time. Get it set up with them and just have them at least take a look and see where you're at. They'll be able, you know, they'll know what kind of tree it is and when it should be cut and that sort of thing, and they're happy to do that sort of work.
Very good, and I will follow your suggestion. Thank you very much for being there.
All right, thank you.
All right, you think you can do two calls in like 2 minutes?
I'm Doug.
All right, let's go to Lucille. Like I said, do you think you can do it? You sure you want to go out in that lake today with a leak in that kayak? Today might not be the day. Lucille, how are you?
Hi. Hi, Doug and Rob. This is Lucille. What I wanted to ask about is daffodil bulbs.
Okay.
When they're moving and they're too tight and they're all not blooming.
Yeah.
How do you move them?
The best time to do that is actually in the spring. Okay. You know, back in the day, we used to do this in the fall, and you'd pound in some stakes where you think the bulbs are, or in the spring where the bulbs are. But when you get in there in the fall, you're cutting the bulbs to pieces. So when you can do it in the spring when they're in the green, when you're sure they're not going to bloom, you lift that entire clump and leave the foliage on there, gently separate it, and the biggest bulbs go back in. I like to put compost in first when I'm replanting. I discard the smaller bulbs, but you could plant the smaller bulbs, and they'll eventually get big enough to do their thing. But when they're in the green like that, you can see where they're at, so it's easier to do it that way, okay?
Okay, fine.
All right, you got 1 minute. We got to get Jan from McKeesport. Jan, go ahead,
about one minute.
Yes, I'm growing leeks in those big tubs, and I don't know whether to take them out now or leave some in, and I would like to make some soup with some, but should I leave the other ones in and cut them up and freeze them, or what do I do?
So harvest what you want, you know, if they're big enough, and then the ones that are left, you can leave them in there for quite a while. They love cool weather, but probably want to harvest them before the end of December. All right, I'm answering questions after the show later on this afternoon at DougOster.com. You can learn all about my trips and classes and walk and talk. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
This has been an eventful hour.
I'm glad it's over, Rob.
The curtain is coming
and
down.
Mrs. Know-It-All is texting me right now.
All right, listen, the news...
Wait, real quick. Mrs. Know-It-All sent me a text. Move your peony now, not in the spring, she says. So.
Enough said. Case closed. News at 8 next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.